Welcome to the Mark Davis Show excerpt for Monday, November 8th, 2010. They had an interesting pro-life display up at University of North Texas today. In fact, it goes today and tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday. And it involves a group called Justice for All. They put up some pretty graphic imagery to make their point. We talked with John Mishner, the regional director for that group, about that strategy. Thanks for catching the Mark Davis Show. It's Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP. All right, 9:36, News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP. As I said, it's shaping up to be quite the pro-life week around here. On Wednesday night at the Majestic Theater, the Evening of Hope, folks at Heroic Media showing you some messaging for the pro-life message, to be redundant. And that's a big Wednesday night thing. I'll tell you more about that if you don't already know. Sarah Palin's in town for that. I get to MC it. I'm thrilled. But before we even get to that, today and tomorrow involve a lot of pro-life imagery up in Denton at the University of North Texas. And it's not just any imagery. Every once in a while, you know, there are abortion opponents who say, you know what? Let's show people what happens when people are not ardent enough about being pro-life. Let's show people the actual visual imagery of the consequences of their pro-choice stance. John Mishner is the regional coordinator of Justice for All, operating out of Oklahoma and coordinating events in Oklahoma and North Texas. And he's up at UNT, where they're pretty well setting the whole thing up right now. John, how are you doing? Nice to have you.
Good morning, Mark. Doing well.
So just kind of describe it for me. I know you're right there on the UNT campus on the green, right by the student union. People are welcome to pop by. And when they do, what do they get an eyeful of?
Well, I tell you what, it's a beautiful scene as I sit here up on a ledge overlooking people walking all around our exhibit, which is about two stories high. It can be easily seen and understood from a football field away. And nobody's yelling, nobody's shouting. I'm watching hundreds of conversations one-on-one and in small groups take place all around the exhibit as people dialogue about abortion and what it is.
And that is nothing but a good thing. And if a graphic image is what starts a conversation that would not otherwise happen, that's your goal.
That is exactly our goal. Our goal is dialogue. And when we take a look at the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s, and we saw people march, and we saw people carry signs of African Americans being lynched and things like that, but it was the attention that was drawn that created the public awareness and the dialogue that eventually led to the freedoms and the civil rights that everyone enjoys today. And we see this as the same kind of move, that people need to see what abortion is and what it does so that they can make an informed decision about whether or not it's right or wrong.
Yeah, and history records that some of those graphic lynching pictures, I don't remember a lot of people saying, ooh, don't show people that. People, quite the opposite, they said, absolutely show people that so that they are not cavalier about what needs fixing here. So I've seen pictures of the exhibit. I'll see it in person when I come up around lunchtime. But I know there's one big tall thing with an image on it. At the top it says human. It says human with a question mark. I guess that's addressed to people who think that in an abortion you're just getting rid of some visceral organ or something.
Well, our exhibit has been constructed in such a way to cause people to really think and work through the issue. And we're trying to make it where people can think through it easily. And so we ask a lot of questions on the exhibit. The first one we ask is, what is the unborn? Are they human or not? Because before we can answer the question, can we kill it, we have to answer the question, what is it? Is it a cockroach? Is it a kitty cat? Is it a tree? Or is it a person? And depending on what something is, helps us understand whether or not we can kill it. And that's the first question, I think the most important question that needs to be asked and addressed.
God, that's a spectacular way of putting it. I'm guessing from campus to campus, and if it hasn't happened today, it probably will, someone will step up and say, guys, I'm with you, but dude, do you have to do this?
Yeah, the question is raised often, you know, what would Jesus do? Or this isn't appropriate, or this isn't necessary. You know, I think we can make the case easily that it's necessary. Obviously, people aren't talking about this on CNN or Fox News or media. All you get are sound bites. So we've got to do it to create the dialogue. But more than that, I think it is appropriate. I mean, we're talking about living human beings who are losing their lives here. And if they are living human beings, then we're looking at perhaps one of the worst cases of genocide in human history at over 50 million since Roe v. Wade in the United States.
And that's just 1973. So tell me about Justice for All. How long have you been with them and how long have they been around?
They've been around for 17 years now, and our program has developed year by year as we get better at what we do, taking pro-life people and helping them engage, helping them dialogue on this in a meaningful way that can really change people's hearts and minds about this. And so I think that where we are today is a wonderful place to be, because now we are at the point where pro-life people, whether they be in churches or social organizations or clubs, are calling us saying, come and work with us. Teach us how to talk about this issue the way you do so that we can help change people's minds.
And if someone comes up to the exhibit, and as we've established, it's a conversation starter, and they are either mildly pro-choice or they're thinking, ooh, I never thought about this. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of material. You got some stuff that they can walk away with.
We do. We have some takeaways, and we want to talk to anyone and everyone, because some people even say they agree with us and they're pro-life, but they're not willing to engage other people and defend their point of view. And so that's great that you're pro-life, but don't be pro-choice by default by not being willing to speak up. So, you know, we want to talk to everyone out here. Now, we've been to over probably 60 university campuses across the country. We hit more than a dozen a year. But that's really not how we measure success. We measure success by how many individual conversations we have and by those stories that come back to us where we see where we've saved a life and we've changed somebody's mind about this.
Well, that's the process, and it is all day today and all day tomorrow. And it was 8 to we're already underway today. You go till 4 today and then 8 to 4 tomorrow, am I correct?
That's right. Our volunteers will be here all day long, pretty much. And we want to invite anyone in your listening audience that if they don't know what they think or even if they disagree with us, please come out and see it for yourself and listen to some of these wonderful conversations happening on this campus of higher learning.
The UNT in Denton, just right off 35, where 35E meets 35W on the green, right next to the Student Union. John, I'll see myself up there noonish or somewhere thereafter. So thank you very much for your time. And I know you got a lot going on down there, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. We'll see you later.
John Mishner, Justice for All, the Oklahoma North Texas Regional Coordinator.